From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The third Democratic debate is underway in New Hampshire, with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley vying for votes. In her opening statement, Mrs. Clinton said that she wants to prevent Republicans from rolling back the gains of the Obama administration, including universal health care. Senator Sanders said in his opening statement that establishment politics is not what the country needs. Governor O'Malley criticized Republican frontrunner Donald Trump as a, quote, fascist billionaire with a big mouth. O'Malley said the enduring symbol of the United States is the Statue of Liberty, not a barbed wire fence. A new peace plan for Syria is meeting with mixed reaction one day after the UN Security Council unanimously approved it. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said the resolution is a step toward resolving the Syrian civil war, but he cautioned it does not protect the Syrian people. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that his country is ready to step up its military involvement in Syria if necessary. Leaders of the Syrian opposition expressed skepticism Saturday, saying the agreement does not call for the ouster of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The Istanbul-based National Coalition said that the resolution waters down previous UN resolutions on a political solution in Syria. However, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Friday that the diplomatic agreement was a milestone and should move forward quickly in the new year. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey is pulling its troops out of northern Iraq in an effort to de-escalate tensions with the Iraqi government, one day after President Barack Obama urged Ankara to withdraw its troops. The Turkish Foreign Ministry on Saturday acknowledged a miscommunication with Iraq over its recent deployment of troops in the Bashika military base near the Islamic State-held city of Mosul. The ministry did not say how many troops would be moved or where they would be moved to. The deployment of Turkish troops to that region angered the Iraqi government, which said the soldiers had not been invited and the move amounted to an illegal incursion. Funerals have been held for 10 Iraqi soldiers killed by an American airstrike outside the city of Fallujah in central Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Saturday he had called Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to express his condolences. He said they agreed the regrettable incident would be investigated.
These things happen in war, and he and I both expressed regret over the incident and also determination to continue the campaign to expel ISIL from Iraqi territory.
Carter said a missile fired by a U.S. warplane hit Iraqi security forces near Fallujah, which is controlled by the Islamic State. The U.S. military said targeting information for the airstrike came from Iraqi forces on the ground outside Fallujah. President Barack Obama began his Christmas New Year holiday in Hawaii Saturday after an intense flurry of activity in Washington, including signing into law a new $1 trillion federal budget. In his weekly media address, the president said the recent global climate accord, the Iran nuclear deal, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade package were some of the highlights of the past year. Mr. Obama also touted economic progress, universal health care, and progress in the war on terrorism as some of the reasons he is optimistic headed into 2016.
Because when we're united as Americans, there's nothing that we cannot do. That's why it's been a good year. And that's why I'm confident we'll keep achieving big things in the new year.
Mr. Obama leaves office in January of 2017. And high winds prevented rescuers from reaching a ship with more than 100 passengers that is adrift in rough seas off the coast of Sulawesi Island in Indonesia. Earlier, local media said the vessel had sunk, but police and rescue authorities denied those reports and said it is still afloat, but has a broken engine and is out of radio contact. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.